Greetings and welcome. This is your first episode of this series. And today we'd like to discuss the concept of love. Redefining love through acts of compassion. Before we dive into that and the how and what it is, first we must look at what is your current understanding of love. How would you define love? How are you expressing love in your life? How is it in your life, and how does it serve you? Is it something that you are closed off to? Is it something you long for? Is it something that you have been hurt by? You see, the concept of love carries many vibrational programs that are completely opposite to the true meaning of divine love. In order to fully experience and know divine love, we must look at what we currently understand of love itself. In your everyday life, love is usually what most people aspire to have more of. However, we've been on a humanity level, humanity has been programmed to seek love outside oneself or through another being. So we wish to experience more love through partnership with another individual. We wish to experience more love through activities that we do, that we partake in, so that we could feel close to love. And in by doing so, we've associated love with certain expectations and certain conditions. And so love has become conditional upon something. As an example, when we love an individual, a partner, whether that be romantic love or familial or mutual friendship, we have placed a certain expectations that if I open myself up and I allow myself to love this individual, then there is an unconscious condition to receive something from it, that we somewhat expect the other individual to reciprocate. And when that's not received in the way that we expect that to be received, then there is a closing off to what we continuously want to share or give, and there is resentment. So you can pour your heart out and be in a state of love towards someone and just give freely this love. And when that person chooses not to reciprocate, either romantically, in a friendship or family, and chooses a different way, then what happens? What happens to all that love that you chose to express? There is doubt that enters. There is a disappointment, perhaps, a feeling of being hurt, being betrayed, of being, betrayed. because we had those expectations. To be able to enter in a state of expressing or embodying divine love, there has to be no expectations. That giving love, being love, is all there is. End. Period. If we put a but in there, or a but what if, you know, like if I open myself and I give freely my love and it's not reciprocated, then do we close off? Do we close the door because we've been hurt? What part of you is hurt is the question. What part of you is hurt if it's not reciprocated the way you want it to be reciprocated? Love is just love, and it comes from an inner source, not an outer source. So when you put your attention outward, meaning that it is your source of love comes from another outside of you, then you will experience an experience, or you'll experience something that will show you that it wasn't truly love in the first place. That the source must come from within, where it always originates. And when it does, then when it's not reciprocated, and when that other individual does not behave in a way that you expected, then you're not hurt because you didn't love to receive something else. It's like giving something. It's like the concept of giving. When we give something to receive, then we're not giving for the right reasons. When we give a gift and we have an expectation of receiving a gift in return, then what was the point of that? What's the point of giving? There's a condition. It's the same thing with love. Love is shared. Love is given. That's it. Because that's who you are. It's like breathing. It's like that is your breath. It's just natural. The reason and why we don't is because of fear and condition. And so part of our journey here on Earth as a soul is unlearning, of course, those patterns of behavior, those thought patterns that prevent us from opening ourselves up even to receiving even greater levels of love. Because when you do your inward journey, when you take time to open yourself up, you have to also experience the opposite. And so to be in a state of love does not mean you don't feel the opposite. You feel it all. And that's where compassion comes in. Compassion is not simply about being positive or just throwing love out. That's not what compassion means. Compassion is the ability to feel everything and still choose love. To be able to feel pain, to feel the suffering of oneself or others, and still choose thoughts of love. To choose the path of love is to be compassionate. And so the acts of compassion in an everyday aspect assist you in opening yourself up to feeling deeper, to feeling deeply. And that means all of it, not just the pleasant experiences, but those that challenge us the most, because it is through those challenging emotions, those challenges in our lives, that we can grow And what we grow into is a greater depth within ourselves, a greater knowing that underneath that pain lies love. It was always there. It is the foundation. But that foundation was layered with experiences that were unpleasant, that were hurtful, that were painful. And so our return to love, our return to that state is an excavation, layer by layer, of feeling our way through those layers until we hit and arrive at the foundation of that divinity within us, of that love, of that purity. And so there is a purification that happens within ourselves, meaning that we have to feel each layer, purifying, meaning transmuting that experience of pain as we feel our way through it, not to rehash a painful experience or a challenging emotion, but to fully embody and be in the experience of it so that we can then transform it to a greater state that it was once. Looking at now, how then does compassion help us remove and access the space within ourselves? Compassion towards another, many, I would imagine, have a bit of understanding about this. We say be nice to other people, be compassionate to what they go through. But it has to start with you, for you cannot be compassionate with one other, another person, another being, if you haven't been able to do that with yourself. We may think it's compassion, we may tell ourselves that, but it's not true compassion. When you go through this, for example, you take the inward journey and you go through the challenges of clearing and purifying and healing the wounds that you've carried that have masked the energy of love within you. When you do that journey, you understand what it means to go through. You have lived viscerally the experience. And so when another individual is going through something similar, you can relate. You can more than relate. You can almost feel their pain because you've walked it. You've done it. And that understanding, that innate connection you have, allows you to hold a space for another individual to go through it, not to do it for them, not to take it away from them, but to hold them in that space of unconditional love. That's what I mean by the compassion is a doorway to that unconditional love, because you can empathize, but then you can have compassion. And when you have compassion and you can literally hold another individual's hands through that, they understand that you've walked it. They now have the courage to walk through it for themselves because you have done it. And you also know that they can. That is what love does. Love holds space. Love supports. Love understands and knows. And it is felt. And so it gives an opportunity to others in your presence to move through what they need to, as hard as it may be, because they are supported with that unconditional love. Because in that moment, you're not thinking about what will this person give me back in return? What will I receive from holding space for them? Because you've done that work, you know. that all you need to do is be in that state of compassion. And that is enough. And what you receive from that is not from the person, but from your act of compassion. The act of compassion opens up you more. And so your ability to support others is actually a doorway for you to have greater levels of love within yourself. And so that's what I mean by you are relearning a new level of love, a new understanding of love by your acts of compassion. But it starts by you going through and healing yourself, transforming the areas of yourself that are not in alignment with the greater truth of what love really means. And that is something that you and only you can do by yourself, within your soul aspect, within your spirit, within you. It is through your meditations, it is through your quiet time, it is through whatever time you take for you to do your sacred work within you, that you will discover this. At one point or another, you might have experienced this where through another individual, you got to be there for them just for being there. It just happened. And by listening and holding the space, not because it was intended of you or expected of you, it was just natural. You were fully present in the experience with another individual as they express their challenges, they express their pain, their suffering. And holding that space for them means that you're not actively trying to fix it, because it's not your job. Your job is simply to love that individual as best as you can, but more so the soul. You can recognize your soul in them. You recognize your love in them, even a stranger. Because we are all connected at that deeper level, at that level of love. So in your day-to-day basis, how can you experience your life differently just simply by choosing thoughts of compassion, thoughts of love, rather than of fear or expecting something? To let go of any expectations you have in any situation and simply allow the presence of love to be there, the presence of a greater presence of love to enter the moment and take over. That is an act of compassion. To know love, to be love, to express love, you must know yourself as love. And the journey is always about returning to your inner state of being, finding that for yourself and sharing it outwardly with others in all different forms. in all different ways. In any moment. And when we resist sharing our vulnerability, sharing ourselves completely with anyone, it's an opportunity to go, why am I resisting sharing what is so beautiful, so pure? And when you can realize why you stop yourself, it is an invitation there to release that. To release and to change and to shift and to explore another way of being. And to trust that it's okay. That it's okay to do so. So now let us integrate this information. Take a deep breath in. Exhale. Begin to find your presence within you as you find your breath. And we're going to begin to shift into our meditation. Letting the thoughts, the mind, to settle down into the heart, into the body. And breathing in such a way to expand the breath within the body. Feel the breath move into the chest, expanding itself, creating space. Choosing to return your attention into the body. Your ability to have greater compassion, to shift into a greater state of love requires your ability to know and be with yourself in that state. How can you be in a holding space of love within your own heart? How does that feel? How is that to be? So as you breathe, it starts with your breath, expanding into your heart. Finding the silence in this space. Letting the mind settle. as you begin to find a deeper presence, noticing what is arising for you, when we choose to open ourselves up, how does your body respond to this? How does your body respond to the opportunities of expanding yourself to receive and give the whole of yourself, your whole heart? Do you contract? Is there fear that arises? Notice your visceral and mental experience around that topic or question. When your body contracts, or there seems to be what we call dissonance, a part of resistance that occurs within you, your body will show you signs. You might move into a thought pattern, a judgment, something that opposes what is being said. It's most important to know where you are at in this moment with the experience of this, so that you can have a starting point to grow, to expand. So how would it feel, and how does it even look like for you to express and be more compassionate with yourself and ultimately others? Does compassion mean you must feel a higher sense of vibration, a higher sense of emotion? Does compassion equate for you the feelings of joy or happy or harmony? What does compassion mean to you? Explore that within your heart, within yourself. Compassion is not about being in one state or another in your emotions. Rather, it is your ability to hold or behold yourself in love while you are experiencing whatever you are currently experiencing. If you are in a state of concern or grief or worry or anger or despair, compassion is the blanket that holds you while you work it out. Compassion is the hand that holds you while you navigate those uncomfortable emotions until you process, release them, and change them through experiencing them. One cannot transmute or shift and transform an emotional experience by thinking it. It must be felt and released. Feeling grief, sadness, without creating more of it is an art form. Compassion allows you to feel the grief, feel the sadness that arises from an experience, to notice the attachment that was there, to notice the expectation that perhaps was there, to notice a disappointment, or to simply notice the pain of loss. And that as you allow that to run through you, as an experience, it is a shift that occurs because it's an energy. An energy must and can change forms. That through the compassion that is held in love within you is what creates the shift. It's what fuels the energy to change form. So your meditations are opportunities for you to quiet the external noise, to focus your attention inwards, to witness what is in the current present moment, and to navigate your way to deepening your experience closer to that of love as you move through the layers of fear, of density that have been placed upon your heart. And as you move through them, they are dissolving, they are shifting. And so your compassionate acts upon yourself is what is helping you heal and feel deeper states of love. So as you continue to breathe, let the breath become the source, the fuel, the energy needed and required to support your descent down deeper into your heart, to explore what is there, And as you encounter layers that feel uncomfortable, sit with it. Don't change it, just sit with it. And when you're ready to shift it, choose another path. Choose to say, I release this. When you choose, you activate within you your creative cycles to create another experience. Remember who you are. You are and always will be the essence of love. Anything other than this is not who you are. Practicing seeing ourselves as the essence of love, as divinity itself, allows us to see this in others, whether they're glimpses, sparks. You will have your moments in which you've been shown through others who you are. Those who love and support you mirror that spark, that divine essence. And so, being with others are opportunities to grow deeper into love, to expand our compassion. Let your day be an exploration. An exploration of seeing beneath the layers of one's pain and suffering and conditioning, and seeing their divinity, their spark, their soul. Can you pass those layers and see the core of their being? For when you see one, you see you. And when you see you, you see all. Rise within your breath. Let it rise within you. Inhaling. Release. Finding your way back to your present moment here. Taking the time you need at your own pace and time. Begin to open your eyes. This meditation is complete. May you go in peace and love. Namaste.